Hello and welcome to your GCSE Economics Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important and most frequently examined topics in the entire specification, elasticity. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL or OCR, I can almost guarantee that elasticity will appear on your paper. So let's make sure you absolutely nail it. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to define and calculate both price elasticity of demand and income elasticity of demand, interpret what the numbers actually mean, explain what factors influence elasticity, link PED to total revenue, and smash those exam questions with confidence. Let's get started. Section 1. What is price elasticity of demand? At its heart, elasticity is about responsiveness. Price elasticity of demand, which we always shorten to PED, measures how much the quantity demanded of a good changes when its price changes. Think of it like a rubber band. Some goods stretch a lot when you pull them. Their demand is very sensitive to price changes. Other goods barely move at all. The formula for PED is percentage change in quantity demanded divided by percentage change in price. Write that down. Percentage change in quantity demanded divided by percentage change in price. Now, here's something really important that trips up so many candidates. PED is almost always a negative number. Why? Because of the law of demand. When price goes up, quantity demanded goes down. So the numerator and denominator always have opposite signs, giving you a negative result. However, and this is crucial for your exam, examiners usually work with the absolute value, meaning they ignore the negative sign and just look at the size of the number. If the absolute value of PED is greater than 1, demand is price elastic. Consumers are very sensitive to price changes. A small price rise causes a big fall in quantity demanded. Think of branded clothing, restaurant meals, or holidays. If the absolute value of PED is less than 1, demand is price inelastic. Consumers are not very sensitive to price changes. A big price rise causes only a small fall in quantity demanded. Think of petrol, cigarettes, or insulin. If PED equals exactly 1, we call it unit elastic. And the two extreme cases, perfectly inelastic demand means PED equals 0. Quantity demanded does not change at all. Perfectly elastic demand means PED equals infinity. Consumers buy any amount at one price, but nothing if the price rises even slightly. Let me give you a worked calculation example, because you will definitely be asked to calculate PED in your exam. Imagine the price of a coffee rises from £2 to £2.50. As a result, the quantity demanded falls from 100 cups per day to 80 cups per day. What is the PED? Step 1. Percentage change in quantity demanded. 80 minus 100 is minus 20. Divide by 100, multiply by 100. That gives minus 20%. Step 2. Percentage change in price. 250 minus £2 is 50 pence. Divide by £2, multiply by 100. That gives plus 25%. Step 3. PED equals minus 20 divided by plus 25. That equals minus 0.8. The absolute value is 0.8, less than 1. So demand for this coffee is price inelastic. Consumers are not very sensitive to price changes. A big price rise causes only a small fall in quantity demanded. Think of petrol, cigarettes, or insulin.